Livewire with Phil Richards.
Hi, this is Phil Richards and welcome to Livewire. And today it's Story Behind the Song with Richard Stewart. Richard, welcome. Perhaps you'd like to introduce yourself first and tell us about who you are.
Hi, folks. My name is Richard Stewart. I'm a semi-retired writer, actor, journalist, presenter, and I do a lot of work on Deal Radio. I also write for a couple of magazines. So it's rather nice being here today because it's, so to speak, I'm on the other side, how can you put it? Not the other side of the camera, I'm the other side of the microphone because I'm being interviewed rather than doing the interview itself. So it's all good stuff as far as I'm concerned. I'm semi-retired, but I'm doing all the things I love doing in life. Talking to people on the radio and writing and getting involved with things like that. I'm also a dog lover. Does that help?
That's great. So, Richard, welcome to the programme. You've selected a special song. We're not going to disclose it straight away. This was from 89, I think, wasn't it? Do you want to pick up from there for me for a moment?
Yeah, before I pick up, I just wanted to say, you get asked a question like this, what is your favourite record? Obviously, I'm a certain age, so there's so many different songs all the way through my life from the 1960s with the Beatles and that sort of thing. It's very, very difficult to pick one record because there's so much music there that means such a lot. You know, you're probably the same. You hear something on a radio station, you think, that was the day I took so-and-so to a dance and that's the first kiss I had with so-and-so, all those kind of things. So this particular one that I picked, it's one of my favourite artists, and it also has some relevance into family history.
Yeah, I mean, is this a sort of big hit? Is it one which is by a solo artist or a group?
It wasn't originally. It wasn't one. It wasn't. Well, it was Billy Joel. Well, it is Billy Joel. It wasn't one of his biggest hits. It came out first on one of his other albums in the, as you think you said, the 1980s. At a later stage, it was re-released as a single, but not in the States, only in here and in Europe. And I like a lot. One of the reasons I like so much of his stuff is he is a man of passion. A lot of his songs are just about straightforward love and that sort of thing. But he often refers to things that actually happened in his life. And the key factor about Leningrad, which is the name of the song, is that there's aspects of it that apply to lots of things, like how we grow up and what we are taught and how we get prejudice put into our lifestyle in some cases. And that in part's what it's about.
Let's talk about Billy Joel for a moment, because he is the artist and he's, as you say, had many hits. What do you like about his music generally?
Well, generally speaking, firstly, he's one of the first things I ever liked about Billy. He's a year older than me, and I remember quite in the early days, he just finished a concert, and somebody came over to him, and he was being interviewed on the radio station, and the guy said to him, "You know, I know originally you used to be a boxer. What made you decide to work at being a piano player?" And he said to the guy, "Well, ever since I've noticed other piano players, it tends to attract women."
So, right.
Now there is a man after my own heart. So he does like women, and Uptown Girl, as you know, is written about famous model that, in fact, went out there for a long time. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to explain in the song that she was uptown, she was above his class, so to speak, which she wasn't really, because he was the multimillionaire. But coming back to what I like about his stuff, it's got so many songs that have got a human quality about them. With some of his songs, like his very famous one, Piano Man, it actually happened to him. He used to sit and play in this bar, and while he was playing, he noticed the different characters within the bar and how they were living their lives. And he got to learn something about some of these people. But one of the key factors there was a lot of people were very lonely, and they came in the bar for a bit of company. So Billy's always been one of these people who looks at other people's lives and what's important in their lives. He's written stuff, some that's got political attitudes towards it. He was very much against the Vietnamese War, as were a lot of other people. Coming to Leningrad, in the 1980s, he did a tour of Russia, which is quite unusual, as you probably know, because back in that was very early post Cold War days,
yeah,
when basically the Russian people were taught to hate the Americans, and the Americans basically were taught to hate communists. And this sort of feeling went through the whole thing. And of course, it was absolute nonsense, because both sides told lies about each other. And for younger listeners who may not know, it was referred to as the Cold War because a lot was going on, but they never actually physically went to war. But the whole time, there was a lot of propaganda being thrown about, and Russia was assuring the Russian people that the Americans were dangerous, and they did at some stage intend to use nuclear weapons, and so on and so forth. I don't want to get too political about this. So, coming back to the song itself, when he was on tour all over Russia, he didn't realise, but at the time, a Russian guy called Viktor, who was originally in the Russian army, and then when he left the Russian army, he became a circus clown. And Viktor had arranged to go and see every single Billy Joel concert all the way around Russia. And on one occasion, as it says in the song, Billy actually met this guy, and Billy had taken his daughter Alexa with him to see the shows, and they happened to meet out the back, and the Viktor, as a clown, made his daughter laugh, and it helped to contribute to the fact that just because in your background you've been taught to hate people, it's all superficial, and he became very, very good friends with Viktor. And he says in the song, we didn't realize till we visited Leningrad how many friends we had out there that we didn't know about. So I suppose the best way to describe it is that it's an anti-hatred song.
Yeah, fantastic story there behind the words. It's quite amazing. You know, you get some very superficial songs in the pop world, and yet, you know, by the sound of it, you've looked into Billy Joel's lyrics and realise that they're very intense and tell a really important story.
Well, it also goes off at a slight tangent, bearing in mind what's happening in the moment in the Ukraine. My late father and his siblings were born in the Ukraine. His father was a coal merchant, and he took the whole family out of the Ukraine. Then was part of Russia. And he moved the family to Germany because he wanted to get the family better education. If listeners want to look on the map, they were born in Nikolaev, which is a port on the Black Sea. It's difficult to look up sometimes because it's spelt so many different ways, but it's Nikolaev, and it's one of the key ports that Putin has been trying to get hold of. Going back in time, when the Ukraine belonged to Russia, it was the specific place where they kept their nuclear submarines. So when I was in my 20s, I wanted to go to the Ukraine, to that actual area, but I wasn't allowed to. Nobody was allowed in there at that stage because it was so, you know, super special, super secret. And on reflection, I suppose, I never did to get to see my original homeland. But had I managed to get in there in my 20s, I'd have never been able to go to America, which is, I've been to America many times, to America, really loved it out there. Once you've got a Russian stamp like that on your passport, you ain't going to America. So in that sense, I suppose I made a better choice. But now it's the loose putting the two together, you know, the way you should love people. So Billy realised that despite everything he'd been told in the past in America about how dreadful the Russians were, he actually found a very loving friend. So in a loose way, that's another thing I love about it, because if you like, it applies to a certain degree to my family. You know, my family were Russians. On my father's side, they were Russians. And so that's the way it has a lovely meaning about it for me.
And you've got an interesting fact to tell us about Russia, in particular about three cities, haven't you? Leningrad, St. Petersburg, and the other one. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was given a Dutch name. Yeah, so I said, what do these towns all have in common? The fact is it's all one and the same. They were given different over the history, they were given various names. Obviously, Leningrad is an obvious one because it was very important. Then it was named after a couple of different saints. So it's been over the years it's been changed. Luckily enough, I have actually been there. It's an absolutely beautiful place to visit, or it was. I don't know what the situation now is, whether one could actually go out to Russia at the moment. I've got no idea. All I do know is that I must have distant relatives out in the Ukraine who are dying now or being killed. It's impossible to tell, and it's impossible to find out. Well, I've also very luckily been involved with several singers and writers who have written songs specifically for the Ukrainian people. A good friend of mine is Patty Boulay, the singer, and Patty wrote a song for them, and various other people have as well. And I think it's very the music side of the business is very important because music has a lot of power used all over. You know, it gets the message across. I'm sure you've experienced that with, you know, there are a lot of songs out there that can pass on a very good message, not just about love, but it's about attitudes of people to one another.
Right, so Richard, thank you very much for that. And let's play your special selected track then.
Well, this is by Billy Joel. It was originally written in the 1980s. Billy's written so many marvellous songs, but this is one of my favourites. And I'll tell you a little secret. It quite often brings a tear to my eyes. Here it is, Leningrad by Billy Joel.
Thank Fantastic. You very much. Thank you, Richard.
Saw the Cuban missiles down, and in that bright October sun. Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.